We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jonathan Clark, a former British diplomat who is now a senior fellow at the Carnegie Council in New York. We want to get his thoughts on the approach to this G20 Global Economic Summit in London, especially the agendas of both President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. And Jonathan, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure, Greg.
Obama and Brown really seem to be leading this charge for stimulus spending across the board. Obama's obviously already done it here in the U.S., and Gordon Brown is very aggressive in his agenda in Britain. The rest of Europe doesn't seem to be as excited about this proposal. What is the reaction in England specifically outside of the Prime Minister's inner circle?
Well, I think that the President Obama finds in Gordon Brown his closest ally in the G20. Both are committed to expansion of government spending to create additional demand to get us through the economic slump. And both of them are very much opposed to any protectionist measures on trade. So the two of them are very much in the same camp inside the G20. Now, from continental Europe, particularly from France and Germany, who haven't been as badly hit by the economic downturn, they see the cause of the downturn as emanating in particularly in the U.S., but also to a certain extent inside the U.K. banking system, and they want to push for a much greater degree of regulation, a sort of global mechanism for regulation on the financial industry.
It was just last week, Jonathan, that the Prime Minister received a dressing down at the European Parliament from a member of his own country. He was basically accused of running up debts and ruining the British economy through this strategy. Where does the British population seem to lie in this debate? Is this an incident that gendered sympathy for Brown or more criticism?
I think Mr. Brown is running out of time in the UK. He's facing an extremely difficult economic situation there. There's very little prospect of an early upturn in the UK. And he seems to have, to a certain extent, have run out of ideas. And I think, to a certain extent, he's actually run out of money. The warning you mentioned came from the governor of the Bank of England, i.e. the chairman of the Federal Reserve equivalent, who said that the deficits in the United Kingdom are now so high that if any other country were contemplating those, the IMF and such would clamp down on them completely.
Jonathan, in terms of what you expect through this diplomatic push here in the next day or two, do you expect that Obama and Brown eventually will win over other heads of state, or do you sense a second strategy emerging from the likes of France and Germany that more folks will be attracted to?
I think both are going to go hand in hand. I think that the key thing that the leaders want to project here is a sense of unity. They don't want to have the G20 summit spoiled by disunion, because that would, they, in their calculation, would send a very bad message to the rest of the world. So I think that to a certain extent there's going to be a papering over of some of the cracks. I mean, we're hearing some fireworks from the French president in terms of financial regulation. But I think that in the end, and this is certainly what I hope, in the end they're going to come together and they're going to say, look, we are all facing this most terrible economic crisis and we all have to pull in relatively the same direction. And there's going to be an element of stimulus packages in that, also an element of additional global financial regulation.
When will we see some sort of referendum on Gordon Brown here? When are we going to see some sort of parliamentary elections to determine whether his approach to this crisis is one that the people like or whether they want to go down a different road?
It's going to be next year. So next year there will be an election in Britain, and right now the prospects are for a change of administration with the Conservative government, Conservative Party coming in and taking the reins of government. Obviously, that's still a year ahead, and if Gordon Brown is lucky and the economy picks up, people will look to him as the savior who brought them out of it, and he might still yet win re-election. But right now, his prospects are not particularly bright.
Jonathan, last question. This is more of a lighthearted question, but the flap that erupted when Gordon Brown visited the U.S. over the exchange of gifts, and now we learned today that President Obama gave the Queen an iPod, is that considered a tremendous slight, or is that just a distraction when considering the weighty issues that face these leaders?
I think it's a little bit of a distraction, but, you know, iPods are pretty cool things to have. So I think that the Queen will probably be quite pleased, perhaps a little bit puzzled about how to use it.
Very good. Jonathan, thanks so much for your time, as always.
Not at all. Okay, bye-bye, Greg.
Jonathan Clark is a former British diplomat. He's now a senior fellow at the Carnegie Council in New York. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And a reminder to find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.